The corner of Church and Rock in Fayetteville once housed the city jail. Today, the site has been revamped and is the location of the city's district court and prosecutor's office. This is the first City of Fayetteville building to achieve LEED Gold certification. At their monthly meeting, the Western Arkansas chapter of the U.S. Green Building Council received a presentation about the construction of the building, as well as a tour.
I guess a couple of things that I want to get out of today's presentation, hopefully, for the group.
That's David Ellingston. He works with Kinko Constructors, the contractor on this project.
One, just a basic understanding of the LEED aspects that went into this job. Two, just as I'm talking, maybe you'll get a better understanding of a general contractor's perspective on the LEED process. And then three, hopefully maybe you can gather some fresh ideas or maybe get refreshed on some LEED concepts and ideas as we go through.
LEED, or Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, is an internationally recognized green building certification system developed by the USGBC. To obtain LEED status, a building is awarded points based on numerous things, such as a sustainable site, materials, and indoor environmental quality, among others. The district court building's gold status is second only to platinum. Before construction of the project, the old jail building had to be demolished, but those materials did not go to waste.
And that piece of equipment was actually able to remove and take out a vast majority of the recyclable material from the project. You can see it's just taking out metal conduit and everything just right from the job. And 88% of all the demolished material from that jail building was able to be recycled.
5,200 tons of steel were able to be reclaimed, as well as 1,400 tons of concrete and masonry that were ground up and reused for gravel or backfill in the Northwest Arkansas area. David went over some of the unique aspects of the project, one of which is an eco-pan. In general construction, a concrete washout pit is needed, essentially a pit dug in the ground and covered with visqueen, used to let the concrete cure.
What we used on this project is an eco-pan. And there's a couple advantages of this system. One, for the LEED aspect, you can put the waste concrete in there. After it's cured, they'll send out their truck and reclaim that and take it to the recycling facility and send you a ticket for the percent or weight of recycled material. Two, just from a contractor's perspective, that's a lot more mobile. I can set it on different parts of the site. I don't have to be tied down to one concrete washout pit.
The insulation used was unique as well. It's called perlite.
It's a volcanic rock. When introduced with moisture and heat, expands, and it has a high insulating value. And these are actually just small little pieces you might see in like garden potting. It's that sort of material. And this was placed in between the back of the brick cavity, between the brick and the exterior gypsum sheathing. And we were able to get, I think Lynn handed out some literature on the R value of that wall. It's a very high R value for that wall. And that was partly due to that perlite insulation behind.
R value refers to an insulation's resistance to heat flow. The higher the R value, the greater the insulating effectiveness. Lighting was also of big concern.
90% of the occupants in this building have natural lighting.
That's Lynn Hike, the city representative on this district court building project. He gave the USGBC group their tour and pointed out the various features in place to enhance the use of natural light.
And if you actually look above each one of the doors, you have a proximity switch up there, so when you walk up, it'll actually, from the inside, you can open the door going in and out. Over here, you can see the light shelves on the inside and the shade screens on the outside. Actually, on those shelf lights, they're actually painted white on the top side to reflect it up. Plus, you got the shelf down below that'll, so you get the bombardment of the light going throughout the whole room like that.
Other unique LEED features of the building are a dedicated recycling room, one with no electrical outlets, low-flow toilets, as well as a special air system that monitors the amount of CO2 in the indoor air and will start pushing in fresh if that number gets too high.
You say, well, gee, that's really high for that. But what happens, if you have to remember, on this building, it's a courts building.
Some may balk at the $224 per square foot the building cost to construct, but Lynn Hike reminded that special security measures had to be in place.
Open foyers where people are sitting, we have bulletproof panels in all the walls, and all the glass is bulletproof glass, and all the doors are ballistic doors. And then if you go throughout the whole building, which you won't be able to see it, we have panic buttons. We have all types of security systems that's required for a court's building, cameras that are set up throughout the whole thing so that if they hit a panic button, the police will be busting the doors down.
Lynn pointed out the energy cost as well, $1,025 per month. At 15,000 square feet, the city is saving 30% each year. One final unique feature of the building can be seen while driving, walking, or biking by. The sculpture of judicial scales, out front of the entrance. Lynn calls this bike art, but it's actually a bike rack. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.